welcome to A Cup of English. The title of your podcast today is Ricky Tikki Tavi. My name is Anna, I'm English. I live in the northwest of the United States. And this summer, Mondays, Wednesdays and Fridays, I will bring you English to wake up your language learning skills. Ricky Tikki Tavi. This tale is of a brave mongoose named Ricky Tikki Tavi and his great fight to help a family that saved him. It all took place in the far-off land of India. It began on the first sunny day after many days of darkness and rain. A young English boy, Teddy, went outside to explore. There he found a mongoose in the road. A mongoose is a small animal, a bit like a cat and a bit like a weasel. This mongoose, Ricky Tikki, had thick hair and a bushy tail that made him look like a cat. His skinny head and the way he moved his feet were just like a weasel. His wiggly nose and eyes were pink. But when he got mad, his eyes turned deep, deep red. A big summer flood had washed Ricky Tikki out of his hole where he lived. The water carried him along and dumped him in a ditch just outside Teddy's house. This was how Teddy found him. "Look, Mummy, a dead mongoose," Teddy said as he carried Ricky Tikki inside. "Let's have a funeral." "No, Teddy," said his mother. "Maybe he's just wet. Why don't we dry him off?" Teddy's father wrapped the animal in a towel to warm him up. The towel tickled Ricky Tikki's little pink nose. The mongoose sneezed and then looked around. Ricky Tikki was very curious. Ricky Tikki ran up to Teddy and rubbed his wet head under the boy's chin. "Hey, that tickles," Teddy cried. "He wants to be your friend," Teddy's father laughed. "Wow, how amazing," said Teddy's mother. "He's a wild animal. I guess he's so tame because we've been kind to him. As long as we don't pick him up by the tail or put him in a cage," said Teddy's father, "he'll be happy here." Then Ricky Tikki spent the whole day running through Teddy's house, making himself at home. At bedtime, he climbed up into bed right next to Teddy. The next morning, Ricky Tikki went out into the garden. It was a large yard with rose bushes and plenty of tall grass. Ricky Tikki heard a sad song coming from the trees. He looked up and saw Darzee, the songbird. One of her eggs had fallen out of her nest and a snake had eaten it. "Those snakes, Nag and Nagaina, are evil," Darzee cried. The snakes were cobras, some of the biggest, deadliest snakes around. "I'm sorry," said Ricky Tikki, "but I'm new here. Who is Nag?" Just then, a big snake slithered up through the tall grass. It hissed a low breath that was harsh like steam from a radiator. Ricky Tikki was so scared by the sound that he jumped 2 feet. That's it for the first part of Ricky Tikki Tavi. Join me again in 2 days for part two. Until then, drop me an email at acupofenglish@live.com or take a quick look at the text on my blog at acupofenglish.libsyn.com. Till next time, bye-bye.